Part 3. The Beings. Chapter 11. Voyage into the Supernatural. The ocean of the supernatural is vast and treacherous. It can't be navigated without charts. Wherever possible, landmarks must be sought from which to take one's bearings. My first landmark, and the mystery that originally drew me to this inquiry, was the realization that encounters with supernatural beings are documented in the oldest representational art that has so far been found anywhere in the world, art depicting therianthropes and dating back more than 30,000 years. The discovery that shamans in surviving hunter-gatherer cultures routinely experience encounters with virtually identical beings when they enter trance, and that I could and did encounter such beings myself under the influence of the same hallucinogens that the shamans used, convinced me that there was a real mystery to explore here. Yes, by all means, the beings that ayahuasca and ibogaine brought me literally face to face with might just be illusions of disturbed brain chemistry, as Western scientists claim, but they certainly hadn't seemed that way to me. On the contrary, everything that these two plant-based hallucinogens had put me through had felt very strongly and convincingly like the opening of doors into other and entirely different levels of reality. The experiences had been profound, deeply moving, thought-provoking in a lasting way, and also in one case weirdly menacing and terrifying. I found it hard to believe that all this complexity and detail, together with amazing images that seemed to have no connection whatsoever to my previous life or interests, could simply have been generated out of nowhere by my poor, drug-fried brain. My intuition was that I had been afforded glimpses, however brief and however distorted by my own cultural preconditioning, of beings that are absolutely real in some modality not yet understood by science, that exist around us and with us, that even seem to be aware of us and to take an active interest in us, but that vibrate at a frequency beyond the range of our senses and instruments, and thus generally remain completely invisible to us.